With you in bed, in the shower. The Big Show with PT on 3BA.
Back in April of this year, we caught up with wedding celebrant Kate Ritchie Sexton to talk about a website that she'd put together, and let's catch up with her for a bit of an update. Morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, PT. How are you?
I'm very, very well. How are you going?
Well, besides eating a lot, I'm doing great.
Look, it's you're one of those in the industry that are just being hit. It's like a shot to the heart, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is, but it's more of a shot to the heart to some of our couples, I tell you what. And I believe that you've been talking to one of my couples behind my back.
Well, you know, just happened to see a little post on the Little Cupcake Facebook page, and I've gone, got to have a chat with Amy and Mark about the fact that they've cancelled not once, but five times they've cancelled their wedding.
Yeah, they've had one hiccup after another, and... Oh, your heart goes out to couples who, you know, when you reschedule or you replan, you kind of have in your head, okay, it'll work out the next time. And then when it doesn't or something else comes in and puts a roadblock up, it's really hard. And this couple, Amy and Mark, who are just a lovely couple, obviously were supposed to get married Saturday. And that just didn't happen, couldn't happen. So they were feeling pretty defeated, as you would be after five tries. And they ended up saying to me, oh, look, we'll just elope. We'll literally just have us and our two witnesses and we'll just go to a park and, you know. And I thought to myself, you know, they need and they deserve something really special, just at least one thing that really special that will shine through for them. When they look back, and I rang a good friend of mine who is Lynette from Orchards at Springvale Farm, and I explained what was going on for this couple, and I said to Lynette, what's the chance that out of the goodness of your heart you might allow this couple to be married on the front veranda of your beautiful homestead out there at Orchards? And Lynette didn't even pause. She just said, let's do this, let's make this happen. So we were able to at least offer Mark and Amy a beautiful setting for their a little elopement, and now we just have to cross our fingers and hope that that can happen next Saturday.
Well, that would be nice. Hopefully we do come out of lockdown on Friday, our fingers are crossed, our toes are crossed, everything crossed, so that Amy crossed. And Mark can finally have their special day, put rings on fingers and sign the piece of paper that declares them man and wife. Apart from that, which is absolutely, it's just a beautiful story, your website, the Ballarat Wedding Collective, is a beautiful story as well. It's gone from strength to strength since last we spoke, which was about 4 months ago, back in April. Can you just recap for everyone, our Big Show mates out there listening right now, what the Ballarat Wedding Collective is about and what's happening with it 4 months on?
Yeah, so it's been really exciting. We did launch back in mid-March with about 130 local Ballarat businesses, so they're wedding and event-related businesses, because a lot of wedding business do cross over into events of different natures as well. And so since then, we've added another 114 businesses. So we've got 244 local businesses now featuring on our website and on our social media.
That's beautiful.
Pages. Yeah, it's just fantastic. So in the 4 months since we launched, we've had 5,000 hits to our website, and we've reached about 30,000 social media accounts in that time as well. And the feedback that's coming through has just been amazing. The things that make me buzz are when I get emails from businesses saying, I just got two bookings this week through the Ballarat Wedding Collective, or my inquiries have gone through the roof, or phone calls from couples or emails from couples saying, I've just shortlisted my whole wedding of who I want to contact, you know. That is what this was about for me. It was just about connecting the couples with the business and all the local business, because that's really what it's about.
Yeah, so, absolutely. It's all about local, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And so during July, I teamed up with the Victorian Births, Deaths and Marriages. I made contact with their data performance and business development team, and I wanted to source just some insights and some relevant data relating to Ballarat, the Ballarat wedding industry. And, of course, no surprise, we had about a 40% reduction in Ballarat region marriages last year, which we all assumed, you know, we would have had a reduction. So, but I guess from the other side of that is that the 60% of couples that did still get married, a lot of them still had modified plans, reduced guest numbers. So there was still, it wasn't just a 40% drop in income for businesses. For a lot of businesses, it was a lot more than that. So, but on the positive side, some of the information I did find out sort of gives us something to really look forward to, because we know this isn't going to last forever and we are going to pull through this and come out the other end. And so I got information relating to last year, and I got information relating to pre-COVID, 2018, 2019. And so I'm going to ask you a question, PT. How much do you think the Ballarat wedding industry might generate every year?
Without COVID, are you talking?
Yeah. We'll talk pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID, I don't know, somewhere in the vicinity of 200 or 300 million.
Oh, no. I wish, because I'd like one of those million.
I don't know.
No, but nowhere near that. But it's still for considering that Ballarat, a lot of the businesses in Ballarat that service weddings are our micro businesses and our small businesses. So we'd probably turn over around the 10 million mark every year.
Oh, I wasn't
in
far
Ballarat
off.
Weddings.
I wasn't far off.
You weren't far off at all, were you? So around our 10 million mark. So I guess that's why keeping, retaining as much of that 10 million in Ballarat is so important. Because
it is.
When you're talking about that then being reinvested into Ballarat, that then being spent in other local businesses by our local people. That's why we really want to retain it and have our individuals not only booking local business, but having our local businesses referring local businesses. The Ballarat Wedding Collective will only work when we're all referring and booking local, and that's where we'll get the most benefit out of it. So it's been really exciting, and the feedback has been great, and it's certainly doing what it was intended to do, and I can see that it's just going to keep growing as it becomes more and more well known throughout the Ballarat community and people planning these events. That's the other thing that I simply did not look at when I started it, was the number of people that are using the website to plan things other than weddings. So
Kate, we have run out of time, but the Ballarat Wedding Collective has not only become a one-stop shop for weddings, but also planning other major events in people's lives as well, which is a fantastic overflow effect, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's excellent because, you know, as I said, there's a lot of those businesses that flow into other events, and so they are able to be found for those as well. So it's been fantastic, and I do thank the businesses that have really got behind it to support the other businesses, and of course the locals that are choosing to support local. It's amazing. We all appreciate it. We really do. So thank you, everyone.
Kate Ritchie Sexton, wedding celebrant, and of course now owner of a brilliant, brilliant website. Check it out. Just Google search Ballarat Wedding Collective. Well worth a look.